Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
College football, full circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, hook five.
To the end zone, drives his way in. Virginia Tech has won it in six overtimes.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Good to have you with us today. Joined as always by the Encyclopedia College Football. That is, go for the two, Joe Lisi. Joe, how are you, my man?
The Encyclopedia is a little depressed today. I gotta be honest.
It's finally hitting you, Joe. It's been a few days. It's finally settling in.
It's like, oh man, there we go. It's
the, Joe. Basically, Joe basically woke up this morning. He's looking 3 or 4 hours. What are we gonna do today? And he goes, Travis Dye transferred. Let's go, baby. Travis Dye on the move in the portal. Let's go.
This is, now we get into the. The jargon and
jargon time, baby. I got jargon time. For you.
I know. I want to talk about just games. Let's just give me games. Let's talk about the games.
I refuse to only give you games. I refuse to do that to you.
Expansion.
I'm going
to
give you jargon
playoffs.
Today because, unfortunately, right, Joe, for the next few months, the only news you're going to get is jargon. You know, kids aren't going to be on the field for a while, Joe. So you're just going to get jargon. Joe loves jargon.
Nah.
I'll save the expansion stuff and this dope.
No,
I don't want to do it in a short segment. I'm going to do it when we come back from the first break because it's an expanded conversation, Joe, and I don't want to start it and then have to stop in 3.5 minutes. So that's why I'm going to wait. We'll talk about Jim Phillips of the ACC did a conference call today. He had a lot to say, and we will talk about that here today on College Football Full Circle. But you did mention to me Travis Dye, and like I said, all these kids have extra eligibility. With the COVID that's gone on the last 2 years. He's a grad transfer. 1,200 yards, 16 touchdowns with the Ducks last year, Joe. And you love him because he runs with no gloves on, and he looks like a blue-collar football player.
Nah, I really don't lie. I like Verdell better than Travis Dye. But, he wears number 26. The kid's got no flair, no towel, no visor. Give me some wristbands. Give me something. He's just like,
I thought that would have been a little lunch pail for you, Joe.
Nah,
he wants something on,
like
a little lunch pail.
Nah, listen, I'm a Jerry Rice type of guy. You got to, you play the way you look. Give me like old school. I want the single digit running back with the long towel. Okay, like Ricky Whittle. If we're going to talk Oregon running backs, give me like Ricky Whittle. Okay, give me something like that. Jonathan Stewart. When Anthony Dixon was there. Give me some old school, like Garrett Blunt. Give me guys with a little toot. Little toot.
Well, Garrett Blunt, he had a lot of toot at Oregon.
Oh, he ran like Marshawn Lynch, didn't he? Yeah. Bam, bam. He
ran his hand into a couple people as well.
Well, listen, Carver, you know, listen, it's very easy for a kid to be a little aggressive when you just lift some weights and hit the gym.
Sticks up for the fight he had against Boise. Sticking up for him. Look at Joe.
James Conner. The only, you know, after yesterday's show, I was driving home yesterday, and I actually listened to the show on a reloop, and where I brought up Saban in terms of the, you know, he needs to go back in terms of Rocky III. I just picture, like, Nick Saban, like, going to, like, one of his former assistants, like Lane Kiffin, or like, he's in the MAC. Hey, what's wrong, champ? What's wrong? And Nick Saban has to coach himself out in the MAC, like breaking down schematics, you know, for the Toledo Rockets.
I still can't believe you think that Nick is on the down, is going to be on the decline over there.
I said it. Nick Saban is going to be the next Mack Brown. He's the next Mack Brown. He's going to go down like a dart. Okay?
Oh, Joe.
12-1 straight to 8-6.
You don't want to save that tape, Joe. You're not going to want to save that tape.
What if I'm right? What if I'm right? Then
I hope you are, because I can't stand watching them in the title game every single year. So I do hope you're right,
Joe. He's gotten softer. That's all I'm going to say.
I think he's very nervous about the way college football is changing, because he can't be the puppet master of college football and dominate and take every kid. And I think that he understands that those things are starting to change. I mean, he sees
he's
things like
minions.
Charlie Batch at Eastern Michigan offering kids $1 million to go play at Ypsilanti. You know, I think that he sees that things are changing.
He's like minions. Didn't he even become a little softer? Right?
What are you talking about, Joe?
Minions. Remember, he was like all hard ass. He was a hard guy, and then the minions turned him a little bit. Same thing like Nick Saban. He's a little bit of a minion, isn't he?
A little bit.
5'4". 5'4", soaking wet, about 135.
A little bit bigger.
You know, and he stamps his feet like he's a big baby sometimes. All right? We got to get him Rosetta Stone to get the right. All right? Let's get the eye out of his lingo.
When we come back, Joe, we will jargon about the college football playoff. That is what we are going to do, because ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips did a conference call today. He had a lot to say. All right, college football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We will come back, get into some jargon next on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us here today. All right, Joe, it's jargon time. So, of course, we've done a lot of talk about this college football playoff. These dopey suits from all the conferences have gotten together a bunch of times in the last few months and have accomplished absolutely nothing. If you remember, they met in Indianapolis before the title game. You had some good quotes from Bowlesby out of the Big 12. This is like Groundhog Day. Nothing ever gets done. Nobody wants to do anything. Well, I think Bob's going to have a hard time, Joe, getting anything expanded, because we already know where the SEC kind of stands.
Right.
I mean, they don't seem to be in any kind of rush to get to, at least that's what Sankey has said, to get more than four. And now the ACC today, Commissioner Jim Phillips, let me give you a little rundown of what he said. They support expansion, but there are more important matters, such as NCAA transformation, the transfer portal, NIL, etc. ACC is no longer tied to an eight-team model. ACC presidents, athletic directors, and coaches believe that a 12-team playoff extends the season too much. It's too many games, Joe. They can't play more games. And then the quote that really puts the nail in the coffin, we are fine with four.
Good.
That's it. There you go.
Good. Good. I'm happy.
Good. Good.
Good.
Good.
Good. Good. Good.
What is that? Good. What do you mean, good?
Protecting the regular season. I don't care. It's not a finished product. And at the end of the day, you want a finished product, go watch the NFL playoffs. Okay? Go watch March Madness. You want that. The controversy has been a part of college football for as long as I can remember. Okay? The debate is what fuels the sport. The fan base, mine is better than yours, and so on and so forth. That's what I want to hear. I want to, you know what? Your team is now prepared week one. Because you couldn't coach them up or because there was a lapse in judgment, guess what? You're done. I don't care. One and done. You lose, you're out.
Chopped.
You're prepared from chopped from week one. Those regular season games matter, okay? You can't step up and you can't compete. Not my problem. Not the college football playoffs problem. It's your problem. It's your job as a head coach. Your job as a player to be prepared for the season and handle it physically and mentally. And some can cut it and some can't. And that's why those regular season battles, LSU, Bama, Ohio State, Michigan, they matter. They hold weight. We had college football playoff games. People forget. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, playoff play-in. Ohio State, Michigan, playoff play-in. Let's get it on.
I don't know, Joe. I can't agree with you, to be quite honest with you. I don't like four. And I get it. I understand the arguments against expanding. Well, look, we have all these blowouts now with four teams. What is going to 8 or 12 going to make a difference? I don't know. It's just more. These bowl games have bothered me as well, Joe. They don't matter anymore. Okay? They don't. We like them. We bet on them. We bet on the bowl games. They don't matter. The kids all quit on them. It doesn't make it, you know, quit, you know, walk away, whatever you want to say. I'm not going to tell a kid not to get hurt and lose out on money. But at least if you get to 12.
Right.
I understand that the four teams are still very strong at the top. It's going to be hard to beat them as it is. They're going to blow teams out. We're going to get some fun games, competitive games, and it's better than these other bowl games that we're seeing right now. And maybe you will get some lightning in a bottle once in a while where you get some Cinderella team that goes and is able to take down an Alabama and a Georgia in back-to-back weeks or something. You know, maybe it does happen. I think it's going to be very rare, but I need 12, Joe. I can't. This is nonsense with four. There's too many other games. And you're talking about integrity of the regular season. I don't know. I mean, I think the regular season would mean more if you had more teams in it.
No,
because now you have more teams that think they are in the mix. Because right now you don't have enough teams that think they're in the mix. Pretty much everybody knows they're done by October.
Correct, but you'll have a regular season game that matters for like Miss State and Ole Miss, let's say.
Okay, the Edge Bowl. What's wrong with that?
Because then the bigger battle will be like Ohio State, Michigan doesn't matter.
Well, maybe it will matter. Maybe only one of them's going to get in. It could be. Yeah, there's been. You're telling me that in the last 7 years. Other than this year, what year in the last 7 years would both of them have made in a 12
team? Because Michigan has been so bad.
Okay, but still, it doesn't devalue the game.
It devalues the game in the sense of if Alabama's, let's say, playing Auburn, and it's their last regular season game, the Iron Bowl, it's a rivalry game. It matters, right? But you're not going to have Alabama go all out because they're guaranteed a spot in the playoff.
I disagree.
Think of the SEC championship. Does that SEC championship matter as much as it did this past year where Alabama had a win to get in as opposed to knowing that there's a 12-team playoff? The SEC championship game is meaningless.
I'll look at you from this way. Like the Auburn game would matter to them. Because winning a conference under this structure would still have some credence.
It'll matter minor.
You're talking buys. You're talking buys and maybe you know, not playing in the first round. I think that there's still things to play for, Joe. I can't believe you want to stay with four.
I would stay with the BCS if we could.
Oh, that's even come on, Joe. What, you want computers to decide?
That one game. Like, you know, enough. I'm tired of... Oh, my team deserves it. Yeah, Boise State. Come on. But, you know, because you know, UCF, they got boat raced by LSU when they played in the bowl game. They were catching eight, and LSU still won. I mean, at the end of the day, they're good teams. But I want the top 25. I want those top 40 teams to care. Okay? And the regular season, like, we had Oregon, Ohio State. That game mattered. Now, I know I battle Wetzel all the time, and Wetzel says, you know, teams get better. And you know what? I really don't care if teams get better. Okay? That's the beauty of college football. It's not a finished product. It's supposed to be an amateur type of sport, even though they're getting played. And there's a way to actually incentivize or provide incentives for the bowl games. Give them money, like we do with the Super Bowl and the playoff. Throw money at them. You know, all right, so maybe Jamison Williams doesn't play in a bowl game if it's not a college football playoff. But those middle kids, they'll care a lot more than what we saw at Virginia Tech at Maryland, you know, in terms of just walking through the motions for the Hokies. Oh, our coach, if you're going to get 10, 15K being thrown at you because of the sponsor for the winning team, yeah, you know what? You try a little bit harder, I bet.
I don't know, Joe. I need more games. I'm sorry. I'm tired of this system. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of watching these semifinal games, and they suck. Like, and I get it. These teams would pound anybody. But maybe I would have some fun games leading up to it, at least. I don't know. Would I get the same champ 9 times out of 10? Probably. But at least I'll have a little bit more juice going into it and not sitting around, you know, watching Pitt and Michigan State play an absolutely useless Peach Bowl.
But that was a great game. You make it sound like it was a yawner. That was
game
a great
sucked,
game.
Joe. Game sucked.
Well, how was it a sucky game? We're
game
right
wasn't
down to
good.
The 30. Oh, come
good.
On. It wasn't good, Carver. You were cursing out Peyton Thorne for how much of the game there because he couldn't lead the team on a comeback, and then
but
he hits
game,
Connor Haywood
game,
and you're screaming.
The game lost a lot of juice. The game didn't have the same juice.
Well,
the
game
guys
lost
didn't
the
play.
Juice because, right, exactly. Okay, but it was still a competitive game. It didn't lose juice. It went right down to the last 30 seconds. I mean, are we football fans or are we like, what are we doing here?
And I don't like when they use this other, it's too much on the kids. Well, then how come the FCS, can do it then? How come the lower division can play a tournament, Joe? Why? What are they? They don't matter, I guess, right? Who cares if the kids get hurt there? Their reasoning is dopey. College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us here today as Joe wants them to stay at 4 teams in the playoff. I mean, this is just a ridiculous development here today on college football full circle. Here I am. I mean, I'm the champion for the little guy, Joe. I'm the anti-suit champion of the little guy, get more teams in there. And Joe Lisi says, Joe Lisi, traditionalist, blue blood, blue collar football, says, no, this is the way college football is, and it's staying this way. He's sending Jim Phillips a Christmas card now after he basically put the kibosh on the entire thing. Meanwhile, the poor Pac-12 and the Big 12 got to sit there and watch the SEC, the Big Ten, and the ACC basically say, nah, you know what? We're good with 4. You guys just keep hanging out, not making the playoff. We'll see you later.
Oh, Carver, the little guy, you're campaigning, you're lobbying, right? You're lobbying. I'm going to do it for you, the little guy. I'm going to get us in. You vote for me, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then there I am, right? No way, no way. You think they're going to go in to make it a 12-team playoff? Psst. They're kidding themselves. Don't worry. We got this locked up. Don't worry. SEC rules. Right? Sharkskin suit coming out. Johnny Sharp.
I got this one off the wire for you.
Yeah, what do you got?
Just now. Now, you were saying now Alabama's losing guys. Jamison Williams obviously went into the draft. Right. Slade Bolden goes into the draft too, Joe.
Oh, see ya. That's it. That's a key indicator.
See ya.
That is. He is like the Julian Edelman of that team. Good old Slade. Right?
Yeah, you could ticket him for Slade. Ticket him for New England right now, right?
Oh, Slade Bolden. He should be playing in some like rock band. I could just Slade bang. Right? Little air guitar coming out. Slade Bolden. Right? Can you see Nick now getting the call? Nick Jameson just entered the transfer portal. Declared for the draft. Slade? I rehabilitated this kid. He wouldn't play anywhere. I made him a star in 2 years, and that's the love he's got for me. I could see Nick now. Wow. Miss Terry and Nick. Oh, man. I tell you, this is it. The dam is starting to break. This is like in Superman, the original, where the dam is like holding up. I'm telling you, this is it. This is it. Sarkisia, put the money on Texas right now. And Quinn Ewers, what is that game, September 10th?
Yes, the Alabama-Texas game, yes.
And it's in Austin, right?
The game is in Austin.
Money line it right now.
Now, we're going to, yes, money line it. You want to money line Texas right now, Joe? We'll get you an early line. We'll try to find you. What do you think? Alabama's probably going to be, what, 13, 14-point favorites in that game? You would have
Although
to
it's at home. It's a home.
Yeah, I don't think that matters.
It's Alabama, though, right? 14 and a hook. They laid 14 and a hook with Florida. 16 and a half?
I think
Sark didn't win a big game all year. I mean,
14.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's another thing you need to remember.
Right?
I will say this I'll say this about what Phillip said also, aside from the 12-team playoff thing and him basically putting the kibosh on it. Reviewing college football as a whole, Joe, is something that he continues to talk about. Basically, the way the schedule sets up, allowing teams maybe to practice more, the NIL situation. There's a lot of things he says that need fixing before.
Yes, he's right.
Playoff expansion. You agree with that aspect of it?
I do. When I talked to Jim the other night, that's exactly what we discussed, right? We're good old boys.
Yeah.
Right? Good old boys from our days back in the Bronx. No, I definitely agree with him on that regard. Let's be honest, Carver. I mean, you mentioned the Bulls. These kids quit, a lot of them, and you can't tell me they didn't. I mean, Washington State, come on. I mean, boat race by Central Michigan for basically 3.5 quarters. Some of the efforts that we saw, Oregon, one arm in it the whole way down. I mean, come on. One arm in it, that kid in the end zone. But let's be honest. A lot of things. I think if you're going to schedule at a conference, I think there's got to be a way that no more of these pancakes, but the problem's going to be is that, the MAC schools and when they play Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State, they make a ton of money. That's how they sustain the programs. But there's got to be a way where you got to limit the amount of tomato cans you could have a year, no?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you can't have Mercer, LIU, who else do we see some of these tomato cans? Like, Maryland, who did they play last year at a conference? They were like 4-0 and then fell off a cliff.
West Virginia.
Well, they played the West Virginia game. That was their one tough at a conference. And then they played, what, three tomato cans?
Oh,
Towson,
yeah.
LIU, Wagner, who'd they play? I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, there should be a way where, like, you need a comparable, like, I don't want to say, like, FPI or, ranking. But if you're going to schedule an out-of-conference, you can't just schedule tomato cans to boost up to a 6-win season to go bowling. Am I wrong?
I agree. Listen, I don't want to see I'm tired of the tomato can stuff, too. Believe me, Joe. I don't like to see it, but I don't think that aspect of it is going away. So you just want to see Power 5 teams play Power 5 teams. I would love to see
that,
too.
Not Power 5. No, not just Power 5 and Power 5. But, I mean, instead of, like, Alabama scheduling Mercer, right?
I don't want to see him play Mercer.
Right, or Coastal, not Coastal, a Citadel. I want to see them play like a Mountain West school. Or, now they have played Arkansas State and in recent years and Southern Miss last year, but I want to see them play like an Air Force.
That would be an interesting game. We have a little fun with that, Joe. What's the line
on
that
game? How about Alabama Army?
What's the line on that game?
Alabama Air Force?
Yeah.
Make Alabama 24.5-point home favorite.
Ah, geez. You better up it more than that, Joe. Come on. You better get into the 30s.
30s?
You better get into the 30s.
30s?
They'd paste them. Paste them.
I don't know. Paste them, Joe. You know, there could be two drives. You're in the third quarter for Air Force. I mean, let's be honest. They played Citadel 2 years ago where they were laying 52.5, and it was 10-10 at the half. Do you remember that game?
I do remember that game. But
it's the only game they didn't cover in the Mac Jones era. Not Mac Jones, 2 years ago. When they were reeling off first half totals and just bet Bama first half. First half, Bama.
Didn't go very well, Joe.
Ricky the Sharp lost his limbs in that game.
Ricky the Sharp.
He got no arms. Where they ripped him off for the Citadel game.
So somebody asked Jim, well, I mean, how could Pitt be in agreements? I mean, they would have made it this year. You know, they won the ACC. They would have been in the playoff. And everybody's in line, Joe. Coach Narduzzi and all of our coaches are unanimous that this is not the right time to expand. I love these quotes from Jim.
They're like an occult. David Koresh. Right? It's like they just all say the same thing. You know?
Yeah.
Everybody's in line. Get in order. I'm the man.
I don't know how they changed the NIL aspect of it, though, Joe. I don't know how they changed that.
Well, here's what I think. I have a way of how you change the NIL. Like Quinn Ewers, where he takes the money and bolts. I think in order to get NIL money, it has to be equated to your tenure at the school.
Okay.
So if you want to make $1 million, that's fine, but you got to be at Alabama for at least 2 or 3 years. You're a top recruit. You get 2 million, 3 million, but you have to be there for 2 or 3 years. And if you want to transfer, that's fine, but then you relinquish that deal. That's fair.
That's probably a fair way to do it. I wouldn't have an issue with that.
Because the local businesses are giving you the money because of you playing for that particular university. So it's a lose-lose for any organization. What happens? Okay, Quinn Ewers goes from Ohio State to Texas. What if he loses out if Casey Thompson was still there? I'm just saying, like, so now it's just dead money? No. You giving money to a kid to represent that university or that your talent. You're not giving him just a deal because he's that great. I mean, come on now. We got to use a little bit of... I mean, is a local Florida dealership giving Anthony Richardson a Dodge Durango every 6 to 9 months if he plays for Alabama? Oh, we got to use a little common sense here, people.
I suppose you're right, Joe. No, I know. I don't know what the answer is, to be quite honest with you. I don't know, because it seems like it's kind of the wild, wild west right now. In terms of who can get what and who's got the ability to give more than others. That's kind of how it's...
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts. Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pi is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Teams. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. Keep rolling on the grid right here after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. So I guess we see how much Travis Dye is worth to Oregon, Joe, in the futures market, since they were 40-1 to win the title, and now they're 42-1. So there you go.
I don't think he's that much. Come on.
They went from 40 to 42.
I think he's worth about $1.50 in a Happy Meal. I mean, you could.
Wow, you are down on Travis. I mean, geez.
I think he's good.
You're
I don't
down
think
on
we're.
Travis.
It's not. I think he's good.
By the way, we're hitting the Oregon under when that number comes out in the spring, okay?
Yeah, Lanning's up against it. I just think he's a fish out of water.
They play Georgia. They play BYU. They play they got any tough road games in the Pac-12? Yeah, all their hard games are at home, which is very interesting. Actually, these are all to be determined, but all the tough games. Yeah, they play Utah at home, they play Washington at home, they play UCLA at home. They go to Washington State, they go to Colorado, they go to Cal, they go to Oregon State. But they get their toughest games, which is Utah. Man, can they beat Utah for once next year, Joe? I mean, honestly.
No.
They probably can't.
Although Lanning reminds me a little bit of Dan Campbell, you know, for Detroit. Like, I just see these kids... You know, being in gutty and they'll cover some games. They're going to be favored in a lot of games. I mean, think about some of the. I mean, Cal, they suck, right? Outside the one game that they won me money against TCU, they're terrible this year. UCLA, all right. We think UCLA is going to be, you know, Chip's got that train rolling. Finally making his $5 million.
It's funny because I saw that BYU was on their schedule, and I feel like in the last 2 or 3 days, we've been looking at a couple of schedules, just trying to get a feel on some teams and looking at their number and whatnot. And I feel like that's like the third or fourth time that I've mentioned somebody was playing BYU. So I just wanted to run and see. Give Sataki a little credit here, Joe. He's got a really strong schedule that they're playing next year.
Really strong Sataki schedule. All right.
At USF. Home for Baylor, at Oregon, home for Wyoming, home for Utah State, playing Notre Dame in Las Vegas at Allegiant, home for Arkansas, at Liberty, home East Carolina, at Boise State, tomato can game with Dixie State, and then at Stanford to finish the year. That's a really strong independent schedule BYU's playing next year. That's a strong schedule.
So you taking their over?
I would have to see what the number is first, Joe. I obviously don't think that they'll beat Notre Dame, or maybe they could beat Oregon. I'm down on Oregon. Maybe they can beat them. The Baylor game's at home.
Okay.
Arkansas should be the Arkansas game's at home too, Joe. They get Arkansas and Baylor in their house next year in Provo. That's okay. They're an interesting team. 500-1, Joe.
I'm not doing it. Kalani Sitake, I'm not doing BYU 500-1. We had a shot as soon as we asked FanDuel to put up the 500 the odds, right? What were they like? 140-1. The following week they lost. They sucked us in. Just when you think you're out, they pull you back in. It's the same thing. I'm not doing that. If I'm taking a shot, a long shot, I'm going with a blue blood. All right, I'm going with Cincinnati. Yeah, I'm going with somebody
who's
that's
legit. Who's got the deepest shot that's legit for you? What's the absolute furthest you'll go?
Well, I already went LSU, but let's be honest. Yeah. I don't know if it's that. But wait a second. You can laugh all you want, okay? We know they got abused with basically 38 scholarship players playing for the Tigers. But you get Brian Kelly. You have Miles Brennan coming back. Kayshawn Booty said he was going to transfer. Right now, he's still on that roster. And you know what? They recruit. People laugh. They recruit just the way Alabama does in the interior. And to me, that's what makes teams, especially in the SEC. Are we going to buy into Mike Leach? Are we going to buy into, you know, Lane Kiffin without Matt Corral? Possibly. John Rhys Plumlee transferred out to UCF. That's, you know, I like Plumlee as well. He was an inconsistent quarterback, but he's a good runner. Are we going to buy into Jimbo? Yeah, possibly, but I think they could do it. I took a shot on them at 40-1, but when push comes to shove, if we're talking, would it shock you? Let's be honest. Would it shock you if week number 8 LSU is undefeated?
Yes.
Why? Because it's Kelly. I know. Come on.
It's because they have – no, hold on. I'll tell you if I'll be shocked or not. Let me bring them up here for a second. Let me get their schedule, Joe. My apologies. Let me get LSU up.
Get it up, Carter. Put it up for yourself.
Let me see if I would be stunned.
Put it on the wood.
They open against Florida State. They could lose the first game to Florida State, Joe, in New Orleans.
Brian Kelly is not in New Orleans, nonetheless.
They could lose to Mississippi State. They could lose at Auburn. They could lose to Tennessee. They could lose at Florida. I would be stunned if they were 8-0, Joe. Yes, I actually would be stunned if they went to the Alabama game undefeated. I would be stunned.
It's possible.
Not a great football team.
We have a first-year head coach with Billy Napier. Okay, they ran at will on them for 323 yards.
Oh, I'm not going to defend Florida. I don't think that Florida is the greatest thing since
Florida State. When we're buying into Jordan Travis?
No, I think that's a game LSU could win, but I don't think they're going to win all of these games, Joe. I don't think they're going to.
No, you're right, but
enough,
I mean,
they're not a good enough football team to run through all 8 of these teams.
You hear it, Brian Kelly? You hear it? This kid would. Would have thrown his life down for you.
Get me some gumbo. Me some gumbo.
Okay. As far as he's concerned, you're a turncoat. But you know what?
He turned on us first. He turned on us first. So we didn't ask him to leave. He left on his own accord.
You're like Tom Cruise. I'm telling you, you're all the right moves. We didn't quit. You quit.
It's true.
You're Georgievich.
We didn't quit on Brian Kelly. He quit on us.
You're Georgievich. That's who you are. You're a bad apple. That's it. You're a bad apple. You should be kicked off the team. And you know what? Maybe if you show that you change, we'll think about inviting you back. It's a bad attitude to have for a locker room environment, Carver. I mean, we're a team here. Brian Kelly decides to do something good for his family and change locations because his wife really likes the purple and gold, baby. You can't blame the guy for that.
Not a lot of faith in Narduzzi at 300-1 here after winning the
ACC. Come on. Jeez. Are we really? I'm telling you.
Keaton Slovis.
All right, let's be honest. Go down the list. What's the deepest you would go? We got up to 40-1.
Because the teams that I think that they could actually make the playoff. Forget winning the title. You have to tell me a team that I think can make the playoff.
All right, let's go. It's got to be over 40-1.
Over 40-1? Well,
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Notre Dame's beating Ohio State and Clemson, so it's hard for me to put them in there at 80-1. That is a pretty deep number, though, for Notre Dame. They're usually not that, but new coach and a very hard schedule. That's why they're so far down the list. What's
would you
the
take
deepest
a shot?
I would go here.
Would you take?
Man, I don't know who I would like here, Joe. Out of all this muck.
It's a lot of muck. I'll tell you where I would go.
Who does UCLA play outside of the Pac-12 this year? Let's see if I can get that going for me. Let's find out.
All right. Here's who I would take a shot on. Just because I'm a value guy, right? So Texas at 100-1. I know it's Texas. Right.
Well, listen, but they play Alabama, schedule. Which is, yes, right. Yes.
They win that game, and then all of a sudden they're 30-1, right? So Texas would be one. LSU would be the other. And then outside of that.
Now, UCLA plays nobody outside the Pac-12, Joe. Nobody. Three tomato cans. Bowling Green, Alabama State, and South Alabama.
All right, so they're 3-0.
3-0. They're at Colorado. They have Washington and Utah at home.
Yeah,
they're at
Utah
Oregon
stuff.
Next year. They're home for Stanford. They're at Arizona State. See if they have two very tough road games. Oregon and Arizona State are tough road games. Arizona home, USC at home,
but,
at Cal.
All right, but let's be honest. Oregon, first-year head coach.
Oh, listen, the Pac-12, they always eat each other. So we're looking at who has a chance to have magical run. We know that this is something. That's why, listen, when you're betting on a team 200-1 to win the national title, Joe, you're betting on hopes and dreams and miracles. And you're just trying to put together the pieces. If it could happen, who has the schedule that they could do it?
All right, so UCLA is one, okay?
What's I just think that UCLA is on the up compared to some of the other teams in that conference.
What's Nebraska's
I feel like they're
schedule?
On the upswing. Oh, come on, Joe.
I'm just saying. What
that's
is
just,
it?
That's just.
Come on, just put it up.
I'll get it for you. But they play Oklahoma. I know that.
Well, but it's in their place.
And they played them tough last year in Norman.
Right. And that was with Lincoln, and that was with Caleb, and
yes,
with Spencer,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, Spencer Rattler played that game. That's right.
Right.
Let me get you this, Joe. Here,
Casey Thompson comes over. I like Casey Thompson. I got to be honest with you.
Nebraska Cornhuskers for Joe. Scott Frost finally going to make something happen. He plays the Dublin game against Northwestern.
Probably a loss.
come on. You can't lose that game. North Dakota and Georgia Southern visit Lincoln. Jeez.
All right, so they should be 3-0.
Oklahoma at home. They're not winning that game, Joe.
Right.
They're not winning that game.
Well, with Dylan Gabriel, possibly.
Now,
but go ahead.
I'll say this, though. Here's what I'll say about Nebraska that's very interesting. Well, no Ohio State this year. No Ohio State. No Penn State. They do play Michigan, and it's on the road.
At home. Oh, on the road,
no, it's
right.
On the road.
They lost by 3 this year.
And then they play their crossover games are Michigan and Rutgers and Indiana.
Oh, come on. They could win those.
And then they have their regular games on the west side. Now they're at Iowa this year. They blew that. Oh, God, did they blow that game to Iowa this year, Joe? Oh, I still can't believe they lost that game.
We're not buying into Ferentz this year. Come on. He's done. All right, no, Nebraska. So do they have a shot?
No. They're Nebraska.
What do you mean no?
They're Nebraska.
Can you read off their schedule after the Oklahoma game?
Indiana at home, at Rutgers, at Purdue, Illinois at home, Minnesota at home, at Michigan, Wisconsin at home, at Iowa.
So the Michigan
they'll
Wisconsin,
be lucky to go 7-5. They'll be lucky to go 7-5.
All right, so we take them off. I still think they have a shot with Casey Thompson. So I like them at 250-1. So those are the four. LSU, Texas, UCLA, and Nebraska.
I'm going to find you another, Joe. I'll find you another. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We will come back. I'll give Joe one more in that 200-1 area. Next on the grid after this, college football full circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. You know, here's what I'll say, Joe. I've got three teams in the 200 range that were fairly close to making the playoff this year.
I know who you're going to say right off the bat.
Okay, well, you know Baylor's one of them.
Yeah,
I mean, Baylor was right there, and they're 200-1. Now, look, I don't think that Baylor's going to beat, you know, Alabama or Ohio State or any of those teams if they actually made a playoff. But you're looking for value, something that you can, you know, do something with, a ticket down the road if a team gets hot. Oak State, 200-1 also. You don't think Oklahoma State obviously is going to be as good. They've losing a lot of components on their defense, which is what they were built on this year. So you're already chopping Oklahoma State, I assume.
Well, Sanders supposedly is coming back. So
supposedly.
I mean, he's 50-1 on FanDuel right now. I mean, Spencer Sanders is about as good as Adrian. Well, he's a little bit better than Adrian Martinez, but I mean, he's not Caleb Williams. So
I'll tell you who else we need to watch for next year. And I know we've backed this team a lot, and I'm not even saying I think we need to wait for more of the Big Ten odds to come out and things like that, but Minnesota's going to bring a lot of guys next year.
Oh, come on.
Now, listen.
No
listen,
way.
Listen to me. Listen
no
to me.
Way.
Here's why I'm going to make the case. And like I said, not so much for the playoff. We need to wait for the Big Ten odds. Their schedule's a joke, and their crossover games, no Michigan, no Ohio State.
All right, I could see them winning the Big Ten, but come on. I did pick Minnesota as one of my sleeper teams in the preview that were over their win total this year.
A lot of guys coming back.
But I don't love them, Carr. I don't love them.
A lot of guys coming back. Joe, great job, my man. Tremendous stuff, as always. Andrew Torres, great job as well. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Have a great weekend, everybody.